Shalom Aleichem. Welcome, welcome. We are starting a new series of Halakha from the beginning. Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Brura, Aruch HaShulchan. Lots of exciting new things here in this exciting new world. So what I'm going to do, for those of us who don't always have the time to go through the Shulchan Aruch in depth, is give us a quick summary of the ideas, halacha by halacha, that the Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Brura, and Aruch HaShulchan teach us. Welcome, welcome. So we're starting from the beginning today. So the Shulchan Aruch teaches us that Yitkabel ka'ari la'amod ba'boker la'avodat borosh yehu me'orer ha'shachar. A person is supposed to wake up like a lion to serve his creator, and he should wake up the morning. So we're going to have to kind of explain what does it mean to wake up the morning, but the Shulchan Aruch wants us to wake up the morning. Okay, so let's get into that. Let's start off with the insights of the Aruch HaShulchan Rav Yechiel Michal Epstein, early 19th century rabbi who lived in Russia. And the Aruch HaShulchan has the following. So we all know this idea. Shalom, shalom. Good to see you guys. We all know the idea that we should wake up like a lion. But where does that come from? So that is actually from the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot. The Mishnah teaches us in the fifth chapter, the second Mishnah, a person should be as bold as a leopard, quick like an eagle, fast like a deer, and strong like a lion. Sounds kind of like Muhammad Ali, you know? So what does that mean in your service of God? So it means we have to use all these animalistic traits in order to serve God, take control of our animal nature in order to serve God because we're angels. Hello, hello from Jakarta. Good to see all you, my holy friends. So what does that mean? So in terms of being bold like a leopard, you should ask questions. If you don't understand a question, be bold, ask a question to the rabbi. Or if people are making fun of religion, fun of Judaism, you should stand up strong. To be quick like an eagle, that means you should review your learning, explains Aruch HaShulchan, based on the Bartanura, and you should also be quick to get away from sexually enticing types of situations. You should run to a mitzvah like a deer, and you should be strong to overcome your Yetzirah like a lion. So the Shulchan Aruch only mentions the lion one, but really it's a quote from the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Many different ways of using the animals to our animalistic friends to help us serve God properly. Now, this idea of awakening before nightfall, it actually comes from David HaMelech. He writes in Tehillim that he used to wake up, play music, play the harp, and awaken the dawn. He wouldn't let it wake him up, he would awaken the dawn. And from here, we learn that the ideal way is for a Jew to wake up early. Good morning. Good to see you guys. Wake up early before dawn. In the olden days, if we go to bed at 8, 9 o'clock, it was a lot easier than nowadays when we go quick like an eagle. That's right. Then it's a lot easier to wake up early when you're going to bed at 9 at night. But nonetheless, there's an idea to wake up early in the morning. If you can't wake up before dawn, then at least you should wake up early enough to pray with a minyan. Of course, during these days of quarantine, that's not so simple for most of us. I'm lucky enough to have in my little courtyard here, everyone's playing from their courtyard. So we're still able to make a minyan. But in general, you should pray with a minyan, and at least you shouldn't miss the last time to pray, is what the Mishnah Brura points out. This time of praying with a tzibur is called an eight ratzon, which means a favorable time to pray. And finally, okay, we'll stop there in terms of the Mishnah Brura's insights. What is in terms of the Aruch HaShulchan, what does the Mishnah Brura add to this? The Mishnah Brura adds that a lot of times our Yetzer Hara is going to try to overcome us and say, you need more sleep, or you didn't get enough. So overcome it like a lion, stand up, beat it down and say, no, I am going to, I'm going to overcome my Yetzer Hara. By the way, lions get a lot of sleep, so it's a good idea to get enough sleep, and it'll be easier to overcome your Yetzer Hara. When you're sleep deprived, it's hard to wake up for Shacharis. The Shlah of Isaac Horowitz, who's a Kabbalist, adds that there's a holy idea of joining the day to the night and the night to the day. Joining those two places, so that's easier for davening Nate, so we're joining through prayer. But also between Mincha and Maariv, a lot of times the rabbi will give a halacha shir, and if you don't have that, then you should learn a little Torah between Mincha and Maariv, or say some extra prayers, and then you're joining together day and night, which is a very beautiful, special thing to do. The Mishnah Brura also adds that there's an idea of washing your hands immediately in the morning to not have the spirit of impurity stand upon you. That's why many are strict to have a washing cup right next to their bed, because you don't want to even have for four amos. Happy Pesach. Good to see you, all my holy friends. We don't want to have any impurity. This is based on the Kabbalistic sources. Some rabbis say that if you're in one house, that it's all considered one rishus, and therefore you can just go to your bathroom. But if you can do this stringency and wash your hands right away, it's a good thing to do. Okay, that's as far as the Mishnah Brura. Let's go a little bit more. The Ramah adds, we're just going to finish up this first halacha, that the way a person would stand in front of someone really important is different than the way he's standing if he's chilling in his house. So all the more so, shifti Hashem lenegdi tamid. You should always place God before you, and imagine like God's presence is there, and therefore you should act in a different type of way. Always, this is the main principle of halacha. Always understanding that God is standing there right beside you, and you should therefore never be scared. Always stick up for your religion. He's basing himself on the Mor Nevuchim of the Rambam. If people make fun of religion, don't worry about it because you got God on your back. And you should also be humble, tznius, sanua, modest. And you know wherever you go, you're standing before God, and therefore act with alacrity to serve Hashem. So that's the language of the Ramah. Beautiful. What does the Aruch HaShulchan have to add? He notes that there were those who... let me just find it. This is actually from the Mishnah Brura. There are those who would actually imagine God's name before them. It's a Kabbalistic idea. It's called the Shifti. Good to see you. There's a question here. How about waking up in the middle of the night when going to the bathroom? Should we wash our hands twice and say Mo'adani, Birkat HaShachar, or what? Excellent question. If you wake up in the middle of the night, you should wash your hands, if possible. You don't have to wash it in the spiritual three times, that you should wash your hands. You should go to the bathroom and say an Asher Yatzar. In terms of Mo'adani, you don't have to say Mo'adani, but you're allowed to say Mo'adani. You can always say Mo'adani. And Birchat HaShachar, it depends. If you're waking up then and then you're going to stay up for the rest of the day, then yes, you do say Birchat HaShachar. But if you're going to go back to bed afterwards, and like most of the time, go to the bathroom, going back to bed, do not say Birchat HaShachar until the morning. Okay, I hope that answered your question. Great question. Okay. Just to finish up the halacha, so the Mishnah Brura points out this idea of saying Mo'adani, like Angea pointed out. This is a late custom that came into the 1700s, but it's still a beautiful idea of thanking Hashem for our soul, which came into us. You can always thank Hashem for your soul. Even in the middle of the day, feel like you need to wake me up, sing some Zusha, the Mo'adani song, and wake your soul up. But it's a beautiful idea of saying Mo'adani right away, but it doesn't have God's name, and that's why the Mo'adani became the first prayer that we say even before we wash our hands. We're thanking God, Rabbi Monotecha, that he has faith in us, even if we don't have faith in ourselves, that he gave us another day of life. It's a beautiful way to start our day. The Shifti, they used to write little, they still do this in the Sephardi synagogues, these Shifti things where they write God's name like a little menorah. It's a nice thing if it's up in the synagogue, but if it's going to get scattered all over the place and God's name will be trampled upon, the Mishnah Brura does not like this idea. One last idea from the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan points out that a person has to know when to fight and when not. In general, don't fight. Don't be a fighter. Don't make a fight about stuff. There are two exceptions. One is that if people are not letting you practice your religion and you know it's the right thing to do, and the other is if it's in like a religious debate and you have to defend Judaism, so that's a situation when we might have to get into an argument. But 99.9% of the time, we should act with humility, not get into fights, let it go, and not make a big deal about stuff, because azut nefesh, or brazenness, is not a good thing for our souls. Okay, I hope you guys enjoyed this little halacha. We're going to try to do one halacha, please God, a day if we can. I have a lot more time now during quarantine. And record it, and hopefully it'll be up. So if you miss it, can get it. We'll try to put it up on YouTube if possible and things like that, or Hawaii Torah. And the idea is to summarize the Shulchan Aruch, the Ruma, Aruch Shulchan, the Mishnah Berurah with some modern insights by the great poskim. Just to summarize what we learned today, you should get up like a lion. We quote in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos where we learn what's the source. It's not just being like a lion, it's like being like a leopard and being like a deer and being like an eagle. And that's the source for the Shulchan Aruch. You should wake up early in the morning, ideally before Nates is the best way for you to pray. If that's not possible, the earlier the better, as long as you're getting enough sleep. You should try to pray with the Tzibur. You should always imagine God's presence in your midst. And you should ideally join Minchan Amarv with learning, or before Shacharis with learning. Try to wash your hands in the morning. Say Moda Ani. Daven with a Tzibur if possible. If it's not possible, like during this time, then just try to daven during a time when the Tzibur is praying, or at a time when you feel a spiritual awakening. The Gemara does note that there are times of spiritual connection to God, even if it's not davening with the tzibur, like during this quarantine time. Perhaps you just feel like an awakening to daven Hashem. Maybe that's also an eight ratzon. The Gemara in Tainus does talk about an eight ratzon, not in the context of a tzibur, but in general, it's davening with the tzibur, at least for guys. And we, being humble and modest, we talked about, and then how in general we shouldn't make an argument, but there are particular situations where the Aruch Shulchan does say one can make an argument. We'll be pointing out the difference between the Aruch Shulchan and the Mishnah Berurah. In general, the Aruch Shulchan is a little bit more lenient, but not necessarily, and as we'll see, the Mishnah Berurah has a little bit of more of a tendency to quote Kabbalistic sources like the Zohar and the Arizal. Already in this first halacha, he quoted a few times Kabbalistic sources like the Arizal and the Shlah, and that's not surprising for a tzaddik like the Mishnah Berurah or Rav Yosef Karo. I hope you guys enjoyed this, and it's so good seeing you guys at least virtually. And we will continue to post Torah videos. We're doing some new videos on Tefillah dailies and Halacha dailies, and lots of good stuff via YU Torah, YouTube, and now FaceTime Live to spread some virtual Torah to the world. And in just 23 minutes, we're doing a Sfiras HaOmer Zoom Shir. That I'll post if I can. You're all welcome. Learning a little bit in depth about Sfirat HaOmer, both in hashkafically and halachically. And I hope you guys are safe and healthy and well. Have a great day.